number 3, 6 p.m. Central, from the vaunted historic InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. We're doing the deeper dive. This is just the surface, but nobody goes this deep, which tells you how scary it is. It's a lot worse than I can even show you. I mean, I could do hours of them ramming over, killing hundreds with trucks in Germany and everywhere else in New York, and then it being covered up. And they go, a truck attacked. I could show you hours of them pulling down Christmas trees and burning churches and burning cathedrals and the imam saying we're going to do it, which I'm going to show you some of that. But it just goes on and on. And then their current statements about they're launching their big takeover. But we are mainly focusing on Europe being attacked. What about the fact that Islam, for 1,300 years, it took them about 100 to get going, has gone taken over North Africa, taken over much of West Africa, and is now going into Central Africa and into Nigeria in Western Africa, and just mass murdering and going in, taking control of governments, paying off the other, you know, surrounding Christian or animist groups, you know, people that worship rocks and trees and all that. And it's just out of control. And Islam is fully mobilized. You know, members of it give most of their money, and they're told go out and steal money, go out and run fraud, slavery, sex slavery, drug dealing, you name it, and give it to the political leaders to take over. It's a war machine. So here's a clip of just a gentleman, anybody can look this up, it's all true, talking about the massive Islamic invasion into areas of Africa not yet conquered. Here it is.
They've butchered and slaughtered their way through the north, and now they're pushing into the central part of Nigeria. There's at least, I believe, three parts of the Nigerian Federation where Sharia law is being implemented. There's widespread persecution of Christians in northern Nigeria. They're being killed in their tens of thousands, Liam. The world doesn't care.
The world doesn't know.
The world doesn't want to know. If the Western liberal Guardianista media wanted to put a spotlight on it, they could. They're making a deliberate choice not to. I mean, they do it with Palestine and Israel. But the reason why they're not focusing on the story in northern Nigeria is because it doesn't fit the liberal narrative. In the liberal narrative, Muslims don't persecute Christians. In reality, there isn't a single Muslim majority.
Yeah, there's numbers. Even the UN admits the vast majority of persecution in the world is of Christians, and almost all of it is Muslims doing it. Now, here's a nice Somali man here in the U.S., says he's getting fed up with the West declaring they will have to go home, and he's going to go home. He says he doesn't know what it's going to be like. He's never been there. Well, he's about to find out. But the point is, we saved Ilhan Omar's family with the ruling party there, slave masters, all of it. And then she tells you about how you're a slave master. You have nothing to do with it. And then again, he didn't mention all the other countries like Sudan, where the Muslims have come in and are mass murdering all the Christians for decades, pushing them into the south, bombing them with fighter with bombers they have. I mean, it's just crazy. But listen to this naive American Somali who says he's going back to Somalia. Well, I'd love to make a documentary about that. Here it is.
All roads lead to Mogadishu, Somalia. I've booked my flight. I've booked my flight. By the end of this year, I'm moving to Somalia full time, bro. The West does not want us here anymore, so it's cool. We're cutting. You men are saying all roads lead to Rome. I'm saying all roads lead to Somalia, bro. I'm going to start up a new life there. I don't know who I'm going to meet. I might meet some criminals on the run, but that's live. I'm trying to meet some drill rappers. I'm trying to meet a few people out there. I'm not only going to be going to Mogadishu. Obviously, the whole country is non-extradition treaty, innit? Even though I can't, like, why am I saying that? Because I'm not even a criminal. But, bro, do you get what I'm saying? I'm tired of London. I'm tired of Northwest London. I'm tired of this whole city, bro. All roads lead to Rome. Banna. All roads are leading to Mogadishu, Somalia, bro. I'm moving. I'm gone. Muslim country. We're going to rebuild our country from the ground up. And I'm going to be the first one to do it, bro. Let's go. End of this year, it's to Somalia. Here we go. I can't wait.
Correction. I'm saying American Somali. He's in London. So he goes, well, I know they're criminals. Yeah, piracy and slavery. I'm going to go over there. They're going to rob his ass and kill him, I predict, in the first week. I mean, literally the most dangerous, insane country on earth. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Stay with us and share those live feeds.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So we look at the Chi-Coms, we look at the globalists, we look at the Rothschilds and the Israeli operatives, we look at the BlackRock syndicates, you know, we look at all the big pieces. But Islam in the West is going into its push us out, dominate us phase, and then totally enslave us and kill us comes after that. I mean, just absolute hell on earth. And attacking all the different Christmas events, you name it, it's now starting here in the U.S. The ramming over hundreds even per event with the trucks, burning down tens of thousands of churches in Europe. But let's zoom in just some on the United States. Now we're learning it's not hundreds of millions in Minneapolis, St. Paul being stolen. It's billions. Signing up saying their kids have autism, don't. Getting hundreds of millions of dollars saying they're feeding starving kids. There's not even a facility. You see it in Michigan. You know, just constant Medicare, Medicaid fraud, not even a medical office. And then you've got leftist judges that look like they're 10 years old, Soros judges, letting them go. When juries convict them, they say, I overturn it. Now they're under criminal investigation because it's billions of dollars, folks. And they're buying everybody off. Infuriating. It's been confirmed that Minnesota Somalis haven't stolen millions from American taxpayers through fraud. They've stolen billions. And then that goes into the look at the judge. Looks like she's 10 years old. Minnesota Senator Michael Holmstrom is calling on the county judge Sarah West to unseal the documents in the case. She overturned a jury's verdict. This particular Muslim was found guilty of stealing $7.2 million from taxpayers in the Medicare fraud. There was no office. It was just a P.O. box. No one was treated, nothing. And she just overturned it, but won't say why. She said it was circumstantial evidence. Oh, okay. No medical facility, advertising and saying he'd treated tens of thousands, and it's open and shut, but she let him go because there's a payroll going on. They just caught a bunch of Somalis in other cases threatening jurors and trying to buy them off in Minneapolis. So let's go to those clips. Then let's go to Rashid Tlaib there in Michigan. And then it cuts to clips of rallies 2 days ago where they're chanting death to America with tens of thousands of Muslims. Then we've got a Muslim cleric. Listen carefully. He says having sex with a nine-year-old is okay because Muhammad did it. Dubtails Islamic scholar. Christians, Jews are monkeys and pigs. Need to be killed. Ilhan Omar, her real history. They got all these arrogant Islamic women making jokes about how they're ripping us off and what idiots we are. Work, you pigs, for me. Meanwhile, ICE has begun raiding Somali hangouts and clubs because Biden just said they were all legal, just automatically allowed to stay here. Well, Trump reversed that, so they're not laughing now. So we'll play those deportation clips. And then we've got Piers Morgan, England's 70% white. Tucker, London is now 36% white within 40 years. Tucker, it was 99% in 1945. And he's like, well, I like the food better, so it's okay. Wow. Then you got Minnesota's largest teacher union teaching that whiteness is inherently evil. So people help themselves, allow themselves to be destroyed. Then you have them marrying and raping eight-year-olds. They complain they're killed. Got the videos of Muslims took over Europe, now taking over the United States. Some of the crazy stuff they're up to, the things they're doing. Got Afghans getting pulled over, just shooting police for no reason. You got Muslims attacking and destroying a Catholic bookstore in France. It's just what they do. You have Germany with Stockholm Syndrome bringing the Muslims in to do their Muslim teaching inside the churches. It just goes on and on and on. But I'm going to, I mean, there's just so many of these clips. You got this guy running around, Changer taking over. Then I'm going to get to the really hardcore stuff and the attacks on Christians. But let's go ahead and start rolling those clips.
Did money from Minnesota taxpayers earmarked to feed hungry children wind up in the hands of a Somali terrorist group? The allegations center around a massive welfare fraud case being brought in Minnesota. A 78th defendant was charged just today. And now reports are coming out that some of the stolen money may have wound up in the hands of Al-Shabaab, a Somali-based terror group. In response, President Trump says he intends to end deportation protections for about 700 Somali nationals in Minnesota, calling Minnesota a, quote, hub for Somali gang networks, though he's provided no evidence for that. So what are the facts on the ground? Investigative correspondent Rich McHugh is at the federal courthouse in Minneapolis, Minnesota for us tonight. Rich, what are you learning?
Hi, Elizabeth. Well, we're at the federal courthouse where that 78th indictment came down just a few hours ago. All of it tied to Feeding Our Future. That's the corrupt nonprofit at the center of all of this fraud. We spoke with current and former federal sources, and they say, they tell us, billions have been stolen since 2019, that Minnesota is just riddled with fraud, and that a lot of this money goes back to Somalia, and a cut of all that money has gone to the Al-Qaeda-linked terror group Al-Shabaab. But I want to, like, reset this for viewers because it's complicated. This all stems from Feeding Our Future. That's the largest COVID fraud ever. These criminals opened more than 200 federal child nutrition program sites throughout Minnesota, and sites lied, claimed to be serving meals to thousands of children a day. They created fake attendance rosters, fake invoices, and the government reimbursed them. David Gaither, he's a former state senator here. He saw this firsthand.
Rich, this is the Sophia restaurant in downtown Minneapolis. This is the epicenter of some of the biggest fraud and waste and abuse in this area. The owner right now is currently in jail, federal jail. This restaurant, which seats about 35, supposedly served 18,000 plus meals a day.
A day?
A day for 7 months. 18,000 plus.
Now, Minnesota Rep. Ilhan Omar, she was a fixture at this restaurant, the Safari, during her run for office. I think we have a photo of her at the restaurant with her supporters in 2018. Feeding Our Future, that's that corrupt nonprofit. It was the epicenter of it, but others spawned from it. There were home relocation services, child autism. They were bilking $399 million in services fraud in 2023 alone. To date, 86 people have been indicted and counting. Federal authorities tell News Nation 79 of them are of Somali descent.
We've been holding accountable those that are perpetrators of the crime. But we are not holding accountable those that created the opportunity to have those perps do what they did.
And that would be?
The policymaker, the attorney general, and the administration.
Now, federal sources that we've spoken to, several of them, said the same thing to me, Elizabeth. They say there's a saying in the Somali community here that when it rains in Minneapolis, umbrellas go up in Mogadishu. That just about sums it up. Back to you.
Wow. Almost 100 people charged in this scheme so far. Rich McHugh reporting in Minneapolis. Thanks.
Going anywhere. Political structures that I have to work in, that we are surrounded by, was built on slavery and genocide and rape and oppression. Real change doesn't come from the cowards and warmongers in Congress. It comes from the streets. It comes from all of us mobilizing and seizing the power to resist and fight back. Gaza is the compass in this country. Now we're in Congress, and we're every corner of the United States.
It's in your interest, because it's in the Ummah's interest, for American hegemony to decline in the world. And you have to think, as an American Muslim, how are you going to contribute to that? American power is receding, China's power is rising, and that is slowly opening up a space in the Muslim world.
We're in the belly of the beast. We are in the heart of U.S. empire.
We are here in the belly of the insatiable imperial beast.
Here in North America, in the U.S., the belly of the beast the heart of empire.
We have to bring down this empire with 1 million cuts.
We will be hitting empire where it hurts most. Bring empire to its knees.
Dismantling the heart of empire is not easy, and it won't be rapid. But we know it's possible.
This panel, y'all, is talking about what is next. To strike at the heart of empire.
We actually need to crash the U.S. settler state. So we have to struggle to crash things here. And my students were very, very clear about this. We have to struggle for indigenous sovereignty right here.
That seek to dismantle the United States. I hope you seek to dismantle the United States. And if that isn't your politics, okay? I speak as if everybody has this commitment. And the thing is that you should. You should listen to indigenous people when they're telling you that this is the goal.
And as always, I cannot wait for the West to fall.
And that's how empires really should fall. The empire should, we don't, that's how we really want them to fall. We want it to fall just like the Quraysh fell in the time of our prophet. Prayers and peace be upon him.
If Palestine is liberated, this means this is a nail to dismantle the United States of America.
It is our job to destroy imperialism, destroy the United States, and destroy capitalism.
I've spoken a lot about dismantling the American empire, dismantling this imperium. Are we ever going to see the end of this empire? Like, would we see the end of this empire in our lifetime? Like, how realistic is it to dismantle this imperium?
All empires fall. Fall of the empire is inevitable. Inevitable.
What on earth is this empire going to be overtaken? How is a country like America, which spends 13 times more than the next 10 countries combined in military spending with more nuclear warheads than some countries have tanks, how is a country like this going to be defeated? And my conclusion is, it's most likely going to be from within.
This change must come, and in the form that it must come is that this empire, the American empire that's been hurting our people, since the beginning, the imperial Western powers that have been hurting our people since the beginning, they must fall. And inshallah, they will fall.
To conquer these two civilizations, you're going to be in charge of this land. That Islamic civilization is going to be supreme.
Time will come that you will destroy the two biggest superpowers. We need to organize. We need to come together. We need to be united.
We know what America plans. يَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ. Allah says, they plan and we plan.
Need to know the United States as an economy, as a superpower, is falling down. This is the time now. They're weak. It's the time now to go and do jihad and call them for the to accept Islam and implement Islam on them.
Al Mawdi Africa!
Al Mawdi Africa!
Al Mawdi Africa!
Al
Mawdi Africa!
Not a great look. The mayor condemned it. The White House condemned it. But what about Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib? She reps Dearborn. Is she okay with her constituents chanting death to America? Fox Business correspondent Hillary Vaughn asked her. Watch.
Congresswoman Tlaib.
Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
Not talk to Fox News.
But do you condemn chants of death to America?
I don't talk to people that use racist tropes.
Why can't you just say whether or not you condemn people chanting death to America? Why are you afraid to talk to Fox?
Fox News is not, listen, using racist tropes towards my community is what Fox News is about, and I don't talk to Fox News.
Is death to America racist? Is chanting death to America racist?
Talking about your guys' racist tropes. You know, you guys know exactly what you do. I know you're Islamophobic, but you guys gotta go deal with it on your own self. You're not gonna use me.
This is actually Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam what do with Aisha. He saved her and he married her when she was 6 years old, and he lived with her when she reached the 9 years old.
And then he had sex with her after that.
When she ready?
Yeah.
When she ready?
She menstruated at nine, and then he had sex.
When she ready? And they know that she is ready. They have the physical relation.
May I ask a question? Why do you consider that as pedophilia?
I think that a 9-year-old is still a child. So I consider having sex with a 9-year-old to be pedophilia.
But it has already passed that stage. It's not... She became an adult. She finished a stage and entered a new stage. With it, it is considered as an adult. She's physically grown. She has the ability to bear. Like, if she gets married, she can get pregnant.
Christian and Jews are monkeys and pigs to us. You know, that's what Allah called them. Allah called them so. So we believe that, and it was easy for us to kill because they are not real human.
Let's take Ilhan Omar as an example, okay? She comes from a family, and they call her a refugee who came from Somalia, right? They call her a refugee. Her family were the governing party, the Marxist Islamist government in Somalia, who were overthrown and then fled. Now, technically, that makes her a refugee, but she wasn't fleeing oppression, or rather, her family weren't fleeing oppression. They were fleeing justice. They were fleeing their own people, holding them to account for the dictatorship that they had established. So you have people like the Omar family, and what do? Do they come to America and see America and go, okay, this is pretty cool. They're not oppressing each other. Let's be part of this. No, they go, hey, how can we oppress them? You know, how can we bring Marxism to America? That's the thought process, and it may be a passive thought process, but it's the thought process.
Back it up, because I got to read it, because she's speaking in whatever it is, Arabic. So I can play you hours of this. The arrogance. You're here to pay for us. We hate your country. Give us the money. So what? And we've got a lady in English running her mouth about it as well. She's obviously one of the converts they snatched up probably when she was 8 years old. She's now in the Stockholm Syndrome. But just listen to these ladies. I'll read the subtitles for radio listeners. Here it is. I don't belong. Go slow. Starting. She's gibbering quickly. Go back to first. I don't belong here. I have not told you I belong here. That's why I destroy and take so much I can. Yeah, they have them robbing stores and stuff. And collect all your tax money. All benefits that you can get here in Sweden. I use it to the max. To this max, and you can't do anything about it.
So I'm just on my way to the job center, right? And I just wanted to say a quick thank you to everyone who pays their taxes, because without you, I wouldn't be where I am today. Like, the fact that I can still go out about my day and still do my things and get paid for not doing absolutely anything, because of others who are working and paying their taxes. I don't think I've ever said thank you. So, genuinely speaking, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. And keep up the good work.
Total arrogance. Absolute total arrogance. Well, not so arrogant in Minneapolis, Minnesota, because they'd all just been legalized, but not made citizens. And Trump's grabbing thousands of people up there. All the little smarty pantses and people are getting shipped back. Here's a few clips of those raids for you.
Ran in the spot. I just came to the club to have. Let's go. It's funny. They just did a jet raid. I'm not straining.
So he's going back to his paradise with all the rocket scientists. By the way, I had a clip here, I don't know where it was, of there's zero immigration into Poland from the Muslims because they kick them out. You see what the police do there when they try to attack people. And now the EU's trying to make them take them. But here's Piers Morgan. There's a bunch of these clips. I'm not going to play them all with Tucker. And he's like, you know, we just surrender to Islam because the food's so good. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, Indian food used to be Hindu food. I guess the Muslims were taking over there. But what are you talking about? It's just total crap. But just listen to Piers Morgan.
Well, it changed London.
Why do you look at this and see a wrecked country? I don't.
Well, I don't see an English country. So we're in the city of London now.
What do you mean there? What do you mean by that?
It's not... Well, people whose ancestors built Stonehenge are not here anymore. So the city of London is 36% white, and that's happened in the last, I don't know, 40 years.
But England is about 70% white.
England.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it was 99% in 1945.
Okay, so we've evolved.
Muslims first took over parks in Europe, then the parks in Canada. Now they're doing it here. Let's roll some footage. Let's play clip 93 and 94 back to back. This is Dallas, Texas, Dearborn, Michigan, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And then the chants, many of them are death to America. Let's stop there and move on. Here's just a clip of Islamists and far-left activists targeting a Catholic bookstore in France, claiming it's fascist for selling Bibles, Christian books, and statues of Jesus and Mary. By the way, we haven't gotten literally violent stuff, stabbing babies in baby carriages, stabbing people on trains, throwing people in front of trains, throwing people off roofs. I mean, we could show you just hours of that, or trucks just ramming over Christmas events all over Europe. Somebody's just killing hundreds in one swath, or just the last week, thousands of Muslims storming through, beating people up at Christmas events. You tell them they're all scum. It just goes on and on. Yeah, that's just the Palestinian folks coming and taking over Christmas, stealing, throwing smoke bombs around. But let's go to the footage of them attacking the Catholic bookstore, and then move on to this fella here in the United States who's running around chanting revolution. Here it is. And how do people respond? Let's go out to break with clip 98. This is all over German churches. In England, they make the kids at public schools bow down every day and pray to Allah. I have the footage of that just this week in major schools. But this is the Stockholm Syndrome, having them come and do their Islamic prayers in the church. Roll that. And they think they won't burn down their church if they do this. Or drive a truck over them. All right, we're going to go to break. And I'm going to go ahead and show you trucks running over people and a little bit of stabbing babies and baby carriages. A little sampling. A little sampling of thousands of churches burned down. You are beyond insane. If you don't support us, if you don't support this broadcast, I mean, I'm being honest, it's like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. It's like going into the Sahara Desert without a canteen of water. It's like sticking your wiener, in somebody that's got 14 diseases without a condom. Sorry for the gross thing. The point is, shouldn't do it anyway. The point is that I need your support. And I'm only going to sell you stuff that works really great. Like I said, I've opened a restaurant to be the best food, best prices, best atmosphere, quality, service, because I want you to come in 1,000 times. I want a relationship with you. The products are insane. Ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, not a sexy name, but what it does for your hair, skin, and whole body, everything else is insanely good. And we got the biggest sale in the history of theolivesofshore.com right now, running till Friday. Black Friday comes early. Buy any supplement You can buy a supplement that costs $20 and then get a $40 supplement for free. It's not just buy one, get another free of the same thing. We've done that quite a few times. This is buy any supplement, get any other one free. All the new designs, all the new apparel in, the biggest selection of Patriot apparel in the world. Now 670-something designs, ball caps, you name it. 25% off on all that and a bunch of other insane sales. If you're a VIP, you get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers. Anybody, anything should be a VIP. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. Share the live feeds.
Looking at? Do you have a problem?
You are the backers of this operation. You are the InfoWar. So go now to InfoWarStore.com, where we got probably the final shipment of the highest quality fish oil and the highest quality turmeric, Body's Ultimate Turmeric, 95% Cuminoid. Those are both 40% off. I want to thank you all for your past support, but you've invested in this operation. It's paid off in global awakening. It's been so incredible. Thank you so much for being at the heart of this operation. So as all of our family members in the InfoWar, all of our team members, all of the emissaries, all the ambassadors of freedom against the globalists, that now at the thick of the battle, as you see it peaking and peaking and peaking, just as I've said, I don't come out here and talk about civil war and their plans for insurrection and their plans for military coups just to be, sound scary. And then now they're openly calling for it. U.S. senators, members of Congress, CIA, because we're beating them. And it's the last move they've got. We're also going to add a link at InfoWarsStore.com today. You can make straight donations on there so that we get all the money and we can get past the shortfall. So I don't want to spend our valuable time on this.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I can show you hundreds of videos in Seattle, New York City, Toronto, but the main videos, Germany, France, Sweden, the UK, where in the last 10 years, as you know, they had open, beautiful Christmas markets. You ever been to Europe? I mean, it is just magic. All the Christmas trees, the songs, the food, the people singing carols. And to the Muslims, it's like a fly to, you know what, or moths to flame. I mean, they come in, see that truck, and they just plow. Men, women, they've killed up to 89 in one attack. And then when one hits, more hit. Now that they put up these barriers, huge barriers up everywhere, without looking, I saw hundreds of videos the last week since the Christmas stuff came out in Europe of the Muslims pissed. Thousands, tens of thousands marching in, screaming. People get stabbed. People get attacked. They beat people up. They attack. Their favorite thing is to stab babies in the face if they're in a stroller. That's their main target. And they just come stomping in, screaming, yelling, and saying that Christmas is evil, Christmas is bad. Yeah, but over 10,000 churches burned in the last decade in Europe. Almost every case is a Muslim. They won't even prosecute most of the time. Same thing in the UK. Now it started in Canada, the United States, Australia, New Zealand. And then you look at the Philippines that the Muslims have been invading for 1,000 years, and you'll see 27 killed at Catholic Church. And then we show you the footage. You know, in fact, I'm going hardcore in the next few weeks. I'm going to do a couple hours in the next few days, just some stabbing, murdering, bombing, throwing people off roofs. We'll provide an hour just to show, because they film it, walking in with machine guns and just shooting Catholics in the Philippines and then grabbing the statue of Jesus and smashing it. And then all the footage in Europe and the U.S. where they come in and threaten the churches. I'm going to kill you as soon as I can. I mean, this is really nice. This is really friendly. This is really sweet. And the left's like, oh, they're mad about Israel. No, they just, some of them use that as the cover, but they got their own flags flying, all this stuff. So some people say, oh, we need to be anti-Israel all the time. You can dislike some things Israel's doing all day long and have problems with Netanyahu. I do. And not want to manipulate our politics and get us into wars. And then they flood us with refugees. But it's like, I don't want to be bit by a cobra or a rattlesnake. It's two separate deals. You got a lot of populist and right-wingers literally saying, oh, no, Islam's not a problem. You're an idiot. Get out of your mother's basement. Learn. Wherever you're at, you're not seeing what's going on. My wife last week forgot something she wanted to get at the grocery store. I'd gone to bed early. I usually go to bed about 10 or 11, but I went to bed at like 9. Next morning, she says, I'm really upset. A guy in a bathrobe, you know, the Islamic outfit, she's at H-E-B and coming out of the thing like 10 o'clock at night. And you know, she's attractive, and she wasn't all dressed up or anything. She said she's wearing yoga pants. And he sees her, you know, under the streetlight right there where she's putting groceries in. And someone says, you should not be out here at night. It is not safe for you. Someone could do something to you. You need to go home. You should not be out by yourself. And that's because I got all these imams saying, if a woman's out on her own, unattended, she's fair game. Because she has tempted you and she has committed the crime. And in their countries, they rape you. If you complain, you have committed the sin of adultery. You are executed. I mean, this is a nightmare, folks. Absolute nightmare. And back when I had a French bulldog, and before that, Labradors, I've been so busy, I haven't got another dog since my dog died of cancer, Captain, like 6-7 years ago, hard to believe it, it's like yesterday. I have repeatedly had Muslims come up to me at parks and say, that is an unclean animal. You really shouldn't have a dog. And they believe they're telling you the right thing. They believe that's an okay thing to do. So it's not as if they're not tolerant. They're trying to conquer us. Yeah, and then the media always, oh, a car, a rogue truck did this, while they scream Allah Akbar and attack the New Orleans events in January of this year. So let's hear from the imams. An Islamic scholar in Europe urges Muslims not to celebrate Christmas, saying they can only drink egg punch. Why, if they hate Christians, do they invade countries? And he's saying, only if you're posing, because you're allowed to do that in the Quran, is not a Muslim to infiltrate, and you even drink eggnog. Look at this guy. Talking about Christians and others. And then this is just recent footage. She's very angry. She's at a mall and attacks a Christmas tree. And she's saying, because it's not Islamic. More footage attacking, tearing down Christmas trees. London, you know, taking over the Christmas event a couple nights ago, going into the Christmas event, throwing smoke bombs at people. Just goes on and on. I'll show you hours of that. Go ahead and play 68, 47, 34. I just marked these. 35, 38, 3. And then we'll get into some of the other areas. Oh, yeah. Skip over 54. Get to that later. 55. So 55 comes after 3. Because they were doing it in New York a couple nights ago, too. And again, here it's like, oh, we're mad about Palestine. Oh, yeah, right. No. You hate any religions that are not yours. Buddhism, Hinduism, Zoroastrianism, Catholicism, Protestantism. It's in your book that everybody else has to convert or die. And that you can screw 9-year-olds. And if you have sex as a man with another adult man, you get executed. But if it's a boy, it's okay. I mean, come on, people. Come on, people. And the left loves it. In fact, there was clips I thought I sent of like all these liberal women are converting to it and how much they love Islam here in America. And you see the gay pride parades and the trannies going out for Palestine and Islam. I mean, these are Stockholm syndrome to the max. But why are the globalists allied with it? I'll get to that later. We're continuing on for another hour and 20 minutes. This is just a, by the way, this stack I got ready in the last couple of weeks. This stack is bigger than all of these combined. This is the imams and their statements and everything. So this is probably 150 things. And I've only got about half of these stacks today. So I'm trying here, folks. I'm trying. So let's hear it from the Muslim scholars themselves. And again, oh my gosh, the patriarchy, capitalism, men having jobs, families, nuclear families are bad, but Islam's good. Because Western men have become cucked and have been taught to be emasculated and taught to have Stockholm syndrome. And now literal barbarian age psycho war cult is taking over. Who, by the way, is so incredibly inbred. Like, where are those clips? I know I sent them to you. I've got all these clips where they're like, no, it's good to marry your family. It's good. And then you have the majority of people with birth defects in Europe and the UK are Pakistanis. And it's mainly one group from one region where sex slavery is the main business. And women are literally like animals. And they say, no, no, it's good to marry your family because the Quran says so. I mean, do you people understand what we're dealing with? But just on Christmas, let's hear from the Islamists and watch them. This is just Christmas stuff they attack. You know what? This week, I'm going to give you churches all over Europe, all over the Pacific Ocean, all over Africa. We're going to show you them coming into churches in Sudan and Nigeria and just mowing men, shopping malls in Kenya. Problem is, there's just too much. I'm going to just, in fact, I'm going to say, if your discretion advised, it'd be like Faces of Death on steroids. I'm going to show you when they took over Libya, taking the blacks and making them eat dead bodies so they would go to hell under Islam and then blowing their heads off. Giant lines of just people being murdered in mass, them calling them raisin heads in Arabic, black scum. I mean, I'm just going to dig it all up and I'm going to give it all to you. So that left-wing and right-wing worshipers of Islam pecking at me saying, oh, the Israelis work for them. No, I expose Israel all day, but we're not going to sit there and not cover other major issues. You understand? So let's go ahead and hear what they had to say about Christmas and about Christians. Here it is.
This is a reminder that celebrating Christmas is not halal. Putting up a Christmas tree is not halal. Wishing people a happy Christmas or a merry Christmas is not halal. Putting up red, white, and green lights or clothing or decoration is not halal. Attending Christmas parties is also not halal. Giving people gifts or presents on Christmas is also not halal. Drinking eggnog is actually halal, unless you're doing it to imitate the non-Muslims. The reason for all of this is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum," that whoever imitates a people, then he is one of them. So as a Muslim, you should be confident in your religion. Be proud that you are a Muslim. Don't try to be someone that you are not.
We see that the Christians celebrate the so-called birth of Isa alayhi salam, which is a pagan holiday. These rogue liars make claims against Allah Jalla wa Ala that are mind-blowing, so much so that hearts turn away from. The beginning of every Gregorian year, they make the celebration claiming that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a wife and a child. How can a Muslim after this celebrate, congratulate, intermingle with these kuffar, claiming that Allah Jalla wa Ala has a wife and has a child? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath is upon them. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala means, indeed you have brought forth a terrible evil thing. And do not fall, ya ikhwa, for the interfaith nonsense. These people will give khutab and come to the masajid, claiming that the Yahud are not kuffar, the Nasara are not kuffar. No one is kafir. We're all the children of Adam. We worship Allah differently. Brothers in humanity, don't fall for this, ya ikhwa. This is the new thing that is going on today.
You know, your radio listener, she sees in a mall a Christmas tree and goes completely insane, starts tagging. And they got, again, our little friends attacking Christmas trees all over the place. This is this year. They really love our culture. They really love it. And, of course, this got adopted by Christianity. It's ancient Germanic tribes. Middle of the winter would bring in trees and light candles, you know, light fires on them, just, you know, wanting the sun to come back. It's pretty. It's nice. God loves it. It's not, God judges the heart. It's not bad. But not these guys. Under Islam, you can't have any idols, but they got idols everywhere. On top of their mosque, all over the place. What adorns the walls. Yeah, this is FF, the IDF. What's that have to do with storming Christmas events in England? Here they are a couple nights ago taking over in Brussels at a Christmas event, throwing smoke bombs, really beat up people. There's Muslims in Times Square, New York. We will not stop until Islam enters every home. Play clip 55.
We're done hiding. We're done. We're done being tortured and hurt and judged. This is the correct religion. This is the religion that all of humanity needs to be upon of Islam. And we will not stop until it enters every home. So I want you to repeat after me. I want to hear it in every single district. It should tremble. Brooklyn should hear it. The Bronx should hear it. Queens should hear it. Say it as if the Ummah depends on this, my brothers and sisters. La ilaha illallah! Of worship except Allah, the God of Jesus, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, and the God of the last and final prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Oh, it's the God of that, except we have one prophet and we decide everything. And we also fight with each other all day whenever we don't have somebody else to kill. Since I mentioned, here's just a few clips of imams talking about how good inbreeding is. Even though the majority of people in Europe and the UK with birth defects, look it up, are Pakistani because they're the kings of it. It lowers IQ, causes all sorts of problems. And I guarantee you, you go to that event in Times Square and you canvass them and they'll be proud of it. 80% of them don't even have jobs. But they're on a bunch of welfare and they're gaming the system all day long. You go to London, and it's just Muslims sitting around talking, smarting off to you everywhere. It's just thugs in tracksuits and in pajama outfits. And there are women with beekeeper outfits on, pulling their mask up and eating under it. I mean, it's just a sick joke. But they're superior because Muhammad, literally a slaver, figured out how to take over one town by coming in, being friendly, getting enough of his people in, then driving them out. And he said, oh, I'm God. I decide what you do. You can screw kids. And we can take over. We're going to kill everybody and conquer the world. And it moved, expanded. Destroyed all the civilizations in its wake. I mean, let me tell you, it's not like the people in the Middle East, the Arabs and those other groups there, and the people in Iraq were stupid. It was the center of technology and innovation after the Roman Empire fell. And so much of what we have today comes from the people who were there. But now the inbreeding and all the rest of it, it is scary what's happening. They are just wrecking everything. All because of Muhammad. I mean, just wow. Absolutely incredible. And I can even show you before this rebirth of expansionist Islam, Iraq, Iran, all over the Middle East. I can show you a bunch of, in fact, that's a whole show I should do, up to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Beautiful hotels, beautiful architecture, beautiful women, happy families. Yeah, they were Muslims, and they followed the moral angle of it, of not cheating on your wife and all that. But alcohol was here and there. Now it's destroyed. So it's very, very sad. Here's a couple of clips of imams talking about how great it is to marry your first cousin.
So, oh, Muslims, cousin marriage is way better than, you know, not a cousin marriage, because I have Islamic proof. And if you do not take Islamic proof, then who are you to begin with, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had four daughters. Two of them, he married them to their first cousins. So then your elders tell you, hey, son, marry within your tribe. Marry your cousin if you can. They are right. They are calling you to sunnah. As long as the girl they're talking about is a practicing Muslim, it is upon you to marry her instead of somebody else.
Is it acceptable to marry my cousin? If you want to marry her, go ahead. It is halal. Now, for some reason, this is something people make fun of Muslims. Oh, go marry your cousin, go marry cousin. Yo, bro, we marry cousins all the time. People have been marrying cousins for millions of years, bro. And yes, the chances of a birth defect might be increased, but it's not to the level where Allah knows us. Allah knows best. It's not to the level where it's going to be dangerous. My parents were cousins. Look how I turned out. I have brothers and sisters who married cousins. I have lots of people in my family who are cousins who are married. Absolutely not a single issue in any of my siblings' family ever. So, you want to marry a cousin, go ahead. You don't want to, go find a...
You ever seen the movie Deliverance with Burt Reynolds? It's really good. And the reason I say that is, I've been in areas of Alabama and West Virginia when it was just such tiny communities that was inbreeding. And, I mean, you see the deformities. You see the people. I mean, they are all got genetic disorders. I mean, that stopped. British royals were inbreeding. They got totally screwed up. Yeah, that's what they look like. I mean, this is not good, folks. This is not good. Not good at all. Squeal like a piggy. So, wow. Absolutely insane. Let's go to these clips. Let's go to 72 and 73 with some of the history of Islam. And they give you out of the Quran the verses. You can read it for yourself. And then I've got a bunch of clips here. Believing in God is acceptable, but raping children is not. Listen to this. Then we'll play 50 and some B-roll of 70. Let's go ahead and play 72, 73, 50 and 70. Well, everybody's out partying. I'm doing this, folks, because I'm not going to be a slave. Go ahead and roll it.
Now, is this about assimilation? No, it's about domination. Here's a hadith. Muhammad, I have been ordered to wage war against mankind until they accept that there is no God but Allah and they believe I am his prophet. So in other words, Muhammad says there is to be war until the whole world becomes Islamic. Again, I ask you, is this assimilation? No, it is annihilation. Another hadith. I have been ordered to fight the kafirs until every one of them admits there is only one God, and that is Allah, and I am his prophet. Again, here we have a doctrine not of assimilation, but annihilation. I call this the law of saturation. When Islam comes in, it's friendly enough, but over enough time, it rules all. And time may take centuries, but ultimately, they do not assimilate, but they dominate. Now, there's only one place where there's been migration that didn't continue and it saturated all Islam, and that was with war. There were 700 years of war in Spain. There was war in the Balkans and war in Central Europe. So the only ways that Islam does not dominate is when there's war against it.
Sharia law forbids assimilation. So it's almost like there's a clash here. There's a culture who's desperate to assimilate Muslims, and Muslim culture is desperate not to be assimilated.
Islam didn't come to be accommodated into a secular world. Rather, Islam came to establish itself and accommodate all other people within the fold of Islam as Muslims or Ahl-e-Dhimma. Priority for them is for Muslims to be accepted in the West, so we can go about our lives in a secular, liberal world, allowing us to live as a bubble within this society so that we can pray, we can fast, and we can do what we want. But this is not what Islam came for. Islam didn't come for us to be accommodated in a non-Muslim world. Islam came to accommodate the world in Islam. Islam didn't come to be reformed. Islam came to reform us.
Islam hasn't come to fit in to the Indian system or the French system or the British system. Domination is when you have your own system, your own set of laws where you can apply.
I should be in charge. Me. I'm the ruler, not you. Like the government, the whole power structure, because Revelation said so, is illegitimate. The message of Islam is a political message that overturns the current power structure.
And puts you in charge. All right, let's stop there. Whole nother hour. And I haven't even given you the sickening stuff they do in the numbers, but you already know. That's why you've got to support this broadcast. I will take on the CIA. I will take on the Satanist. I will take on the globalist. I will take on the Chi-Coms. I will take on the Israel lobby. I will take on Hollywood. I will take on the corrupt elements of the FBI. I will do what is right. I'll take on big tech. I'll take on big pharma. I'll take them all on because I'm not a slave and I know good is going to win in the end. But when you see good men and good women fighting hard for the truth, you got to understand we're fighting for each other's shared future. And the Great Awakening's here. And I announce a crusade against all the forces of Satan, not just expansionist Islam. Please support this broadcast. Please buy the products at thealexmasore.com. The biggest sale in our history, bar none, is right now until tomorrow night, Monday night at midnight. Buy any product, the widest selection of Patriot apparel to spread the word, the very best supplements. Everything is 60% off at thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. And some of this stuff breaks even, but I want to get the shirts out there, the hats out there. I mean, 60% off these ball caps, like America First, that are so awesome, are not making any money, but it's okay because we want you to get the supplements, see how great they are, see reorder, get ultramethylene blue, get Irish CMOS, get the Shilajit, get our turmeric. It's the best. It's incredible. It's all there right now for another 24 hours or so, like 28 hours or whatever. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. Be a VIP. You have even better deals. Now, the fourth hour straight ahead as we continue to expose the political world-conquering movement of Islam.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason because it is the final batch.
Final batch. Final batch.
Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bodies Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.